Nate Dogg joins us now, fresh from a trip to Colorado. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. Nate Dogg, how you doing, buddy?
My friends, how are you? I'm back in New York City, ready for football to start. But yeah, Colorado, beautiful. Denver, beautiful. The Rocky Mountains, beautiful. Had a great time over the weekend.
I've always loved it out there. I've never been to Red Rocks, man. How incredible is it?
Dude, so Red Rocks, when it's all the boys, OAR, out at Red Rocks on Sunday, it's everything that you've heard about it and more. It's just a pristine, I don't even know what other word to use, like perfect music venue, the sights, the sound. It's perfect. I could not have had a better time.
That's awesome, man. My one question with Red Rocks that I don't know is, Jeff, check the audio, buddy, on the stream. Are there seats, or is it just like carved into the mountain and you can like sit on the mountain
of Red Rocks?
No, there's seats. It's bleacher style. So it's rows and rows and rows of seats, like, I don't know, 90 rows of seats from the bottom of the mountain up to the top of the mountain. And, you know, I think like a little bit of it is, most of it's general admission, and some of it is, you know, you pay for the expensive tickets, or it's seated or like ticketed. But yeah, it's all bleacher style. But man, I'll tell you what. Getting up to the you know, Red Rocks itself, it is a hike. You kind of forget. You're like, oh yeah, we're still in the middle of the mountains right now. So a lot of walking, a lot of hiking. Beamish, you might be too old for Colorado at this point.
Nate, if you got up there, Nate, I know I can, because you came walking two gum at the same time.
I mean, you hurt your foot getting out of an Uber.
That's what I'm saying.
that was going down out of an Uber, not going up a mountain. But I'm happy to say.
So you have to walk up the mountain? They don't have any transport for you?
No, we're not sure. We're like, why wouldn't they have shuttles? You can pay. Like, there's a bunch of cabs sitting around. Like, hey, we'll drive you up the mountain for $20. But, you know, we're young people. We chose to walk. It was beautiful. It was great. Had a wonderful time.
That's great, man. All right, now you're back. There's Jaden Fever in town. It's remarkable that 2 weeks ago we were freaked about, you know, he audibled out of a play in preseason, and this time he ran once for 13 yards and was tackled. I'd say it was like a 3 out of 10 NFL tackle. And now we're having like a slide debate because he doesn't practice sliding. The kid knows how to slide. If you go and watch LSU tape or whatever, he slides. It doesn't always. There were a couple big hits, but not all of them were. I think we want him to slide when he can, clearly. But I think we might be making too much of this issue today on August 20th. Where do you land?
So, JP, I knew this was going to be the big topic. And I thought about it, and I did some research. I don't think we're overstating how important it is for him to learn how to slide. I think it is more important than...
He knows how to slide.
See, that's the thing, though. Like the wording, he knows how to slide.
I'm not convinced that he is comfortable enough as a starting NFL quarterback for how mobile he is. I'm not convinced that he's comfortable enough sliding. I did a lot of reading, a lot of research. Everything shows that, yes, he knows how to, but no, it's not natural. And that's what worries me, is this isn't high school or college. Everybody in the NFL is fast. The hits come at you faster. You have to be able to get down on a moment's notice. And I wish that sliding was not something that he had to think about. It's something that he did automatically. It was second nature to him.
I think if you want to say – I want him to work on when to slide, I think that's a fair conversation. But I think there is a misnomer if it's like he's got to learn how to slide. He knows how. If you watch enough from LSU, like he has slid. He's aware of how to do it. Now, the when, even Dan Quinn said that. Yeah, we're going to work on him when to try to get extra yards and when to be smart. I can land on when with you, W-H-E-N, but not how.
I can find middle ground with you there. I think those kind of go more hand in hand than we're realizing. If you're not comfortable with it, if it's not second nature to you, it kind of goes, you know, it overlaps. That Venn diagram overlaps for me with him. I just need our young stud, Heisman winning, second overall, QB1, mobile quarterback to not even have to think about sliding. It just comes naturally to him. And right now, it doesn't feel like it's natural.
But the question I would ask you is, who practices sliding at quarterback in the NFL?
Guys who don't know how to do it.
No. Guys who you keep going back to what he already told you. The man knows how to slide. Who practices sliding? And if you're practicing sliding in practice, when the hell are you going? When are you ever going to be hitting practice to know when to slide in a game?
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you should be practicing everything, right? Like, it starts from the fundamentals up, and he's never really had to. From high school up through college, you know, he's always been faster, quicker. You know, he's taken a couple big hits, but nothing related to sliding. But this is the NFL, Beamus. You know better than us.
That's why I'm trying to tell you all, you make it too big of a damn deal out of it.
And that's fine until the first time that he does not slide or he does an awkward slide and everybody's looking around like, why didn't he practice that? Why didn't he practice that? I don't think he's above practicing as a fast, mobile, running around quarterback. He's not above practicing sliding.
How much of this is Hard Knocks driven because they just had the episode where they did the slip and slide, and how much of this is RG3 driven?
It's not Hard Knocks driven, and I wouldn't say it's completely RG3 driven either. It's his quote and just his the history of just the way it's being perceived. Maybe it is being overblown. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, and I'm not a overthink stuff on August 20th. I'm not, you know, we go through camp every year. It's like, hey, it's June. It doesn't really matter what's happening in June. It's July. Whatever happens in July doesn't really matter. We're into the preseason, you know, staring down the barrel of the regular season. I want him to not, I don't want any questions about will he slide when he's, you know, safety's coming over the middle about to take his head off. We just want to be comfortable knowing that Jaden can do it, will do it, and it's not even a question about it. That's all.
He can do it, and I guess in some capacity we'll have to. But, like, the only thing, I'm curious if you agree with me here, the tackle he took in the game Saturday night, my stance since it happened live in the press box, I said he could have gotten out of bounds. He couldn't have slid there.
Right, no. And his injury in college was not related to sliding either.
When he got rocked in the pocket against Bama, you're saying?
Right, yeah. So, like, he does not have any injury history from lack of sliding. Like, yes, it sounds silly how long we're talking about this for, but we wouldn't be talking about it if we weren't worried about it. So, I think
we're talking about it because we're worried about somebody else. We're worried about what happened to somebody else. That's why we're talking about it. We're not talking about it because of nothing happening with him. And that's where I get to a point. Yeah, I think that's the whole problem. And I get to a point where I get so sick of hearing people talk about stuff based off of somebody else because nothing happened with him. You look at him in college, he didn't miss games because of being hit running a football. He gets hit more in the pocket. So if his body frame isn't changing when he's running and in the pocket, then why are we sitting up here having this long of a discussion about this damn topic?
Well, because Coach Quinn said it's something that we have to work on. It's something we have to spend time on.
Okay, he got to work on reading the safeties too. We're not trying to tell him how to do that. We got to work on making sure the linebackers is not dropping on the thing. We're not talking about that. So this is more than anything else in football.
I honestly think the conversation that is far more relevant is left tackle. You know what? Like, he's going to run the ball. Say it's 100 times, so we use round numbers, right? He's going to throw the ball 550 times.
If him running the ball was such a problem, they wouldn't have made him the starting quarterback. Because what they say is the kid is ahead of the game. He's harder on himself. He works his ass off. So we're going to just take one thing that Quinn said and make that into the big thing when all the other stuff they said is praising everything he does. So I would think that guy will figure it out, and he will learn not to just get hit.
You don't want history to repeat itself. We saw RG not learn how to slide. We saw him take.
He didn't know. He did not know how to slide, though.
Right, and we don't.
That's the difference.
We don't know Jaden's comfortability with sliding. I think it's lower than you guys seem to think it is. And you know,
but if you don't know it, why would you say? If you don't know it, then you can't make a comment about what he should do. You don't know. He may know exactly how to slide. When he may know when to. You just don't know.
Thank you, buddy.
See you guys. Appreciate you.
That's Barstool Nate. Give him a follow on X, Instagram @BarstoolNate.